Last Word on Business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services partner. Visit forvismazars.com/IE to find out more.
Ian Guiler from the Business Post. It was a very busy day for business news, for results from big quoted companies. Tell us about the profitability of Bank of Ireland in the first half year and how much money shareholders are getting from that.
Well, shareholders are going to be doing very well out of Bank of Ireland's profits. In just the first 6 months of this year, they made a profit of almost 1.1 billion euro. And the reason why they are making so much profits, it's the same level as they made in the first half of last year, is, Matt, not because they're lending a whole lot more. Mortgage lending is up and lending is up. It's because the difference between what they pay out the people who have deposits and what they make on their own deposits with the European Central Bank. So there's just a huge gap on what we are earning as savers and what they're making from the European Central Bank. So therefore, the bank's profits, 1.1 billion. Out of that, they're going to pay an interim dividend of just over 350 million euro. And what they are saying is, well, there has been a reduction in interest rates by the European Central Bank. They cut them last month by 0.25%, and we're expecting a further cut of 0.25%. The fact is, interest rates by historical standards are now at a much greater level. So from the activities they are doing, so by lending at higher rates to mortgage customers, to business customers, and on personal loans, and on the fact that of the tens of billions of euro in savings out there, most of them are earning nothing because people won't switch into higher paid interest accounts. The bank is purely able to pocket that difference, and they are making huge profits, and they see that continuing. They had said a few months ago that, well, actually, we expect our income to decline in 2024. They're now saying it will be on a par with last year. Shares in Bank of Ireland were up by around 2% today. Looking through the results, Matt, even if you look at mortgage lending, it actually went down. Net mortgage lending went down in the first half of this year, but because interest rates are higher on new loans, they're getting more money in from customers that are out there. They've got more money coming in from what they call their wealth and asset management and investment fund division. So people who are customers of Davy Stockbrokers, which they bought a few years ago, people who are customers with New Ireland, so people who are looking to invest in various different investment products around the world, they're making more money from those customers. So overall, for this year, the bank is going to make probably the same amount as it did last year. And one of the other things they're pointing out as well, Matt, well, there was a bit of a change in the budget as to how the banks were facing a levy on their deposits by the government. That figure is going to be lower. Also, they put aside less money for bad loans. So if you're a banker at this stage, pretty decent time. You're going to be making the same amount of money as last year, even though interest rates are going to fall.
What's happening at Kerry Group, which has been one of Ireland's arguably most successful food company ever? It's not having a great time at present, is it?
It didn't have a great first half of this year. Both its revenues and profits dropped, and dropped by quite a bit. Its revenues in the first 6 months of this year fell from 4.1 billion euro down to 3.8 billion euro. And as profits went down from just over 400 million to just under 390 million, what's happening is the food industry, and it puts its ingredients into various products, and it of course has its various food brands here in Ireland, the likes of Denny's and various cheese and milk products. What has happened, Matt, is lots of these companies are exposed to underlying commodity prices. They're exposed to consumer demand out there, and we know commodity prices are down, so they're getting less money when they sell them on after the farm gate. Consumers are feeling the squeeze, so having put prices up through the cost of living problem, they've now had to say we put them up too much because consumers aren't buying a lot of our products. But still, there is a global trend here in which some of the ingredients they are making to make people a bit healthier foods, we know there's a shift away from various products, these will in the end pay dividends to them. So the chief executive of Kerry Group saying this is a temporary issue.
Jobs at Intel and TikTok, what's going on?
There is going to be a small number of job losses at TikTok, which has about 3,000 people employed in Ireland. They cut 300 last year. A small number went earlier this year. And as part of a reorganization of the company globally, a small number, they don't put a figure on it, will go. At Intel, which we know is struggling, which we know is suffering from the fact that they don't have as good of chips for AI as the likes of NVIDIA, they are hemorrhaging money, and the company is expected tomorrow evening to announce that thousands of jobs will go. We don't know if it will impact Ireland. When there was a previous round of restructuring, Ireland escaped it, so we'll be waiting on that news tomorrow evening.
Okay, and there was another big story today out of the High Court, inspector's report into what happened at Independent News and Media, is something that started the investigation 6 years years ago. It's cost over 6 million euro. But you and I have both been trying to read an 800 page plus report. I haven't finished it yet.
That's just one of the volumes of it, man. Yeah. It runs into the thousands.
We will talk more about it. We will actually talk about it on tomorrow night's programme when we've had a chance to read it. Thank you, Ian Guider.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.